When I look back, when I reflect on my own life, and where I seek to see where Jesus has worked in my life, where he's worked in and through me, I begin to see all the wonderful creative ways that God is cooperating with me, that he's leading me. And the older I get, I begin to be more aware of the tremendous gifts that he has given me, particularly in the most challenging times, in the times of suffering and of struggle. Maybe you've experienced the same. Yet at the same time, as I look forward to the future and as I experience the present, there is still something deeply flawed. There's still something missing. Right? There's some explanation that I still don't have. There's some longing that's not being fulfilled. There's still some part of me that wants more. And this, I think, today is the same experience of the Greeks that we heard about in the gospel, right? These foreigners who are coming to see Jesus, they do not know what that means. But they're drawn to him, right? There's something in them that is searching for God. Something in their life was missing. And so these Greeks are supposed to represent for us the entire world, right? All of God's children, all human beings, all the non-Jews, all those who have no way of knowing who God is because he hasn't revealed himself to them yet. And the Greeks highlight for us this wonderful mystery of how God calls all of us to himself, even before he reveals himself to us. He's constantly attracting us back to himself. You should think here of the Epiphany. After Christmas, Jesus is born, and who shows up on his doorstep? These foreign figures. Like, what are they doing? Why would they be searching for this Messiah, this King? Again, because God has been attracting their heart through their entire life. They don't know why. They don't know what they're looking for. But God is drawing them to himself. And so the Greeks in the gospel today are a wonderful reminder for us that we desire to find, to see God. Sounds kind of simple, but I think we forget it all the time. For whatever reason, we think it's all up to us. Right? I'm doing this well. I'm kind of struggling in the faith in this way. I sin. I do good works. It's like, no, the foundation, right? The starting point is, without God, you don't even have a desire to find God. And St. Paul tells us that, actually. Every bit of desire in you already starts with God. It comes from God. And so all of it, our entire life, is this journey of him attracting us to himself, even when we forget, even if we don't know. And so today, as we enter into this Passion Tide, the last 2 weeks of Lent are called Passion Tide. And during the holy time, right, the church puts this gigantic elephant in the room with us today. Why is Jesus covered up? We won't see him until Good Friday. Jesus is covered because it's as if Jesus wants to tell us, you still don't know who I am. There's still something more. You still don't quite understand properly. I want to show you myself anew one more time. Right? And so he reminds us that we're all like the Greeks. Right? We all need to be reminded of what we're seeing when we look at the crucifix. Jesus wants to heal in us the impartial, the imperfect conception that we have of him. We can fall into the trap, right? That's like, well, I know Jesus. I'm baptized. I'm in the church. I receive the sacraments. The church teaches me who Jesus is. I pray. I talk to him. But again, we do not know the depths of him. He is an inexhaustible source of mystery and of love. And he wants to reveal himself to you in a brand new way this Lent and this Easter. And that's why the church covers him up, so that we might catch a glimpse of something new. How often, right, do we forget just how shocking, how scandalous, right, how ugly, how disturbing the crucifixion is? And yet at the same time, right, it doesn't destroy our hope. It actually gives us hope. And Jesus wants to reveal through it one more time, first of all, how much power he has, right? That he is actually God, and he has the power to destroy death, and that's what he came to do. But he also reveals to us on the cross how uniquely, how infinitely, how unimaginably lovable each and every one of us are. He did it for us. And that's why we cover him up, to be reminded of how great of a gift it really is. And so today, as we come forward to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, right, aware of this wonderful mystery of the cross, right, that is a stumbling block. It's a stumbling block for the Greeks, a scandal for the Jews. That we might simply make this prayer. Jesus, we know that you are drawing me. You draw me to yourself. And so show me yourself. Let me see you.